Well, as I said back in August, I certainly welcome any money comes to the county, and especially village renewal money, anything that enhances the look and appearance of our towns and countryside. So I very much welcome it. I did say at the time there was an awful lot of fanfare about this very small amount of money, because realistically you're talking about the price of changing maybe 6 or 7 light poles in the town or something like that. I do welcome it, but I know it has created now a great deal of expectations among councillors and others for next year.
Okay, and there is only 5 areas, and I'm sure there are other councillors wishing their areas were involved, but would you feel that if the government is serious about the renewal of towns and villages, that much more money rather than a €10 million Euro national fund needs to be allocated?
Absolutely. If this was done right, not only would it enhance villages and do up a lot of these derelict buildings, etc., it could create jobs and the rest of it. This amount of money that we're talking about at the moment, 380,000, will be absorbed in. It'll be hard to see any jobs being created out of it. But I do think next year they need it to at least double, if not but that even 10 times more funding, if it's going to have a real impact. The type of work that you'd be doing in a town or a village, if you're replacing curbs or street furniture or anything else, if you're going to make any kind of impact, let's say even if you were to do a playground, you're talking 100, 150,000 bare minimum. So really there is a big bit of expectation now built up among councillors and community groups. A lot of community groups actually made applications into the council hoping that they would have been funded this year, and there will now be a big bit of expectation next year among an awful lot of towns and villages throughout the whole county.